going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know you're going to be here next year, and your look for the future.
I mean, I think ultimately we failed, right? I mean, we didn't accomplish our goals of getting to the playoffs and becoming, a playoff team. And I think, that's a big piece of what we need to take into the off season is that. I think there's, things we can look positively on, guys having career years and guys, playing well and a lot of, little things that I think we can take as positives and bring into next year. But I think we ultimately need to look at it as, we weren't good enough. And I think I'm going to take that as, being one of the old guys, the oldest guy, it's not good enough. And, we need to raise our standard individually and bring that into, the summer, have better summer training, and ultimately come back better next year.
And what changed maybe over the last month, 6 weeks, that might give you a little more hope that, shows that everything started to maybe click or sink in?
Yeah, I mean, I think hope is, I had a coach at one point tell me that hope is a strategy. And, so I'm going to stick to that. And I think there's no hope. I think for us, it's understanding what helps you win. And I think we are the last month is something that I think we stuck to that a little bit more of what goes into winning. And it was something that I think from the coaching staff down, I think we, I'll even say general manager down, right? Having meetings and understanding a little bit more what goes into winning games. And that's, what avenues within a game are going to matter most. I mean, if we look at last night's game, I think we have a pretty good first period. I turn a puck over for Owen Tippett, one of their best players, to go have a breakaway. It's not ideal, right? So having your most veteran guy doing that, and when you're up, 1-0 or 2-0 in that game, that's a terrible message to send to the bench, right? Did I mean to turn it over? No, of course not. But that was a play that at that point of the game is not needed. It was a play that towards the end of my shift is not a smart play. Then you look forward to a power play, right? When we're up 2-1 or maybe 2-0 at the time, arguably one of our worst power plays of the year. Give Hathaway a breakaway. They get scoring chances. They get all this stuff and give them momentum in a game that really should have been going the other way. So those are the type scenarios that when I'm saying we need to understand how to win, that's not how to win. And that's what I think throughout the last month we did a lot better of a job doing is recognize those situations and doing the right things to help us win games. I think ultimately throughout the year we had a lot of scenarios where we lost games ourselves and that hurt us the most.
Jason, I know that culture is such a buzzword in pro sports, but how would you say that the team culture evolved this season, and what sort of challenges did you guys face throughout the year in that respect?
Yeah, I mean, culture I think culture is earned. I think it's something that ultimately throughout a season, you earn it by doing the right things with your teammates and doing the right things throughout the league. And I think that ends up changing the way teams play against you. I think it turns into a lot of things that ultimately help you win games. And, you know, I think we took a step in the right direction, I think, especially this last month. But again, it wasn't good enough. And I'm going to put that on me. That's going to be something that I'm going to look myself in the mirror and see what I can do better to help the young guys, help the older guys, you know, the leadership group, and see if we can take a big step this off season.
I guess the disappointing aspect was it negativity or doubt that maybe creeped in when it comes to just the culture? I mean, a lot of these guys haven't won yet in this league.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, I was lucky enough to make the playoffs, I think, 7 straight years in Minnesota. We missed one year for sure. You know, so call it 6 of 7 years there. And I think the culture there was, I mean, what's funny is the year I signed out of college, they were a lottery pick team. You know, and that summer they signed Parisi and Suter, and all of a sudden it's like, wow, we're a winning team now. We're a playoff team. It was just the mentality going into it that was like, no, we're a playoff team now. That's just what it was. Granted, they still had a lot of good players, you know, and they had, you know, Koivu, and, you know, they had a ton of really good players, but so do we. And I think the mentality definitely needs to change you know, being where we are versus where we want to go. And again, that kind of goes back to what you were saying. It's not a hope thing. It's a mentality. It's a mindset. And I think we need to change that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Jason, as you sit here at the end, obviously 13 losses in a row, we understand what the results meant ultimately to the season, but when you reflect on that particular period, how impactful, maybe beyond the actual losses, was that streak that you guys went on to the end results?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at that, I think that was obviously it was a massive piece. I think what struck me most about it was actually later on when I think we had, 10 games left or what was it? And we still technically weren't out. You know, we still had a chance in some way, even though it was a small chance, we still had a chance. So when you look at it at that point, you're like, wow, okay, that is really where it hit me personally the most. Obviously, when you're going through it, you're in the thick of it. You're doing everything you can to get out of it and try to help the team win. And, I think we actually played some really good hockey, oddly enough, at the beginning of that stretch, and we just didn't get wins, and it just kept piling on. But, I put a lot of that on me, not helping get out of that enough, not playing well enough, and trying to push the guys to another level to get out of that earlier. But again, I think it just struck me the most at the end when we still had a chance with like 10 games left. You know, mathematically, we were still in it in some way. It was like, wow, if we just would have won three of those games, you know, how different of a spot we'd be in. Not saying we needed to win 10 of the 13, just three of them, you know, would have made a massive difference. And so it's disappointing, but again, I think for me, having been in a situation similar to that in my career, you know, I wish I would have done more to help the guys and try to do a little bit more during that stretch. So, I'll try to be better on that for next year if we ever get in that scenario again.
Jason, kind of going back to the culture point, half the teams in the league are getting ready for the playoffs. The other half are doing what we're doing here. And that group, there's a lot of differences in it. You have San Jose and Chicago where they are, Anaheim in a different stretch, Columbus with all they went through. And then you look at your situation here. What was it like coming in here the first time for the first year? And this organization has this albatross over it that none of the other ones do. You know, the longest playoff drought in the history of the league. You hear it over and over again. The media brings it up. The fans bring it up. Every time a losing streak starts, you know, the here we go again kind of plays in this town with this team. How difficult was that to grasp that is kind of everywhere in the building until someday when it's not?
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I never heard a word of it until I got here. You know, there's not this aura of the Sabres over the league. I said this during the stretch too. I honestly disagree. You guys are in it, right? And now I'm in it with you and with everyone else in this city, and we're all in it together now. But there's not this aura that is just the Sabres or just the laughingstock of the league. That's not what it is. It's obviously been a tough stretch for the team, and I'm learning all this throughout this year. But I'll say, you know, last year when I was in Arizona, that felt a heck of a lot worse. You know, I'm going to be honest with you, and that's no knock on the Arizona Coyotes. I absolutely love my time there, but they were playing in a college arena in front of 20 and not even selling it out every night. And now ultimately getting moved to Utah and, you know, like all these things. So, you know, you look at guys like Clayton Keller and Krause and those guys, we're talking about missing the playoffs. They had never played in front of an NHL home arena, like home fan base. So it's easy to sit here and look at your situation when you report on the Buffalo Sabres and you look at this organization being in it and being, I'm sure, a fan, hopefully, for so many years. But it's way different when you're on the outside than when you're on the inside looking at a 15-year drought of the playoffs. But, you know, there's just a lot more of that from the inside than the outside.
Jason, how do you collectively as a team fix the power play? I think from the outside looking in, it would be easy to say this team has Rasmus Dahlin and Tage Thompson. How does the power play continue to be a problem? How do you fix it knowing that so many of the pieces that were on the power play this year will probably also be on the power play next year?
Yeah, I think it's self-growth, honestly. I think it's, I think JJ took a big step as a half-wall guy this year, learning kind of the intricacies of a power play. Ultimately, we know how good Tomer can be on the power play. But so do other teams, you know, and so they obviously just try to take him away. It's easy to say that when Washington has had the same issue with a guy that just scored almost his 900th goal. So, you know, there's ways around it, and we got to be better. I mean, that's the number one key. We got to find ways to get Tomer open a little bit more. I think we got to find ways to use Dahlin and his skills a little bit more up at the blue line and make him more of a threat. And I think we were working through that at certain times. And I think we had a lot of success for certain periods, just not sustained enough. And I think that's going to be, again, a big piece that we try to work on, because it's about sustaining it. And I think, you know, Lindy had told me a stat. I think our power play was like 8% during our 13-game losing streak. You know, and don't quote me on that, because I didn't. Someone told me that, but you know, it's like that's a big reason why we went on a 13-game losing streak, is our special teams wasn't good enough for that stretch and for a lot of different stretches. But I think we also went through some stretches where we were in the upper 20s. So it's about finding consistency, and I think throughout a lot of our game, not just the power play, we need to be more consistent.
Was it about, you know, when you signed that contract extension at the deadline, I'm curious, what was it about Kevin and Lindy's vision that made you want to, you know, in the later part of your career, stick around and kind of, but gave you the confidence that there's better things ahead?
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about Lindy and Kevin and their vision and the organization and the vision and that and all these things, but ultimately, I don't feel I did a good enough job here this year in helping and teaching what I was lucky enough to have the old guys teach me when I was coming up. And I think that was a big piece for me. I think, you know, I want to, you know, take a deep dive into what I did as a leader and didn't do as a leader, quite honestly, and hopefully be better at next year. And I think it's an exciting task for me. Everything you do in your career goes through transitions. It's no different for hockey players than it is for you guys, as it is for everyone else in this world. You go through transitions in your life, and I think for me, you know, I still absolutely love playing this game. But I'll say I was just as excited seeing Ryan McLeod score his 20th goal last night as you know, when I look back at my career and my first year scoring 20. Like, it's so fun to see that type of stuff now. And again, I think I want to keep building myself and helping this team and this organization. And I think the guys are just a great group of guys, and I think they all care and they all want to win. And for me, I'd just love to be a part of that.
Well, Yuri Kulik, I mean, he's talked many times about what you've done for him this year. You took him under your wing, and I would watch during games when you were on the same line. You were always talking to him as you came off the ice. It brought the shift and everything else. Is it fun to see his growth that you got to see this year and what he was able to accomplish? And I remember the first time I asked about you, he goes, I was afraid of him the first time I got here. But
he didn't even introduce himself to me.
He did appreciate what you did. Is it fun to see the growth you saw in him throughout the year?
Yeah, I think so. Do you think I helped him miss an empty net and hitting a ref last night? I'm not going to let him live that one down for a long time. You know, I think Cooley is an unbelievable player, and he's going to be for a long time in this league, and I think the Sabre fans should be extremely excited about him and his game. I think the one thing that I think gets overlooked with him more than anything else is just like the matchups he had this year. You know, like even going back to just a couple games ago playing Toronto, I mean, he's playing every shift against Matthews and Marner, you know, and Knies, and he's doing a hell of a job of it. I think he is an extremely good two-way centerman, and I think he's going to be a very good player, and I think he was a huge reason why Tomer had 45 goals or whatever it was this year too. I think he's just a great player. He's a great person. It's been fun to get to know him and try to you know, just help him grow as a player. And I'm really excited for him for next year. I think he's going to take a big step. So I think it'll be fun to watch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.